Welcome to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Predicaments. I'm Rob Sachs, and joined today by Madeline Brand. Now, Madeline is my former colleague when she hosted Day to Day, and she is currently a blogger and podcaster behind Parenting on the Edge. And I wanted to talk to Madeline today because I very recently had an experience where I myself was parenting somewhat on the edge, home alone for a weekend with my 15-month-old daughter, Rachel. So we'll go over that in just a minute. But first, I'd like to welcome Madeline. Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, Rob. Yeah, I would say that that definitely qualifies for parenting on the edge. Anytime you have to be by yourself with a mobile toddler, that's you're living on the edge.
Yeah, I want to know, like, you know, what went wrong, maybe what went right, and maybe whether or not I caused any permanent psychological damage to this little girl.
I'm not qualified to tell you that, but she will be maybe in about, 15 years, she'll tell you.
I guess it'll come out then. But I want to get into this whole question. I mean, my wife, I told her she was invited out for a weekend with some friends. And I said, you should take this. You deserve this. She hadn't had one night on her own since becoming a mother. So I said, go for it. And then there was a part of me that...
Wait. Now... You mean she hasn't had a night off in 15 months?
No, she had not had one night off. So that's why...
Okay, I'm taking it back. She is parenting on the edge.
Well, that's why I said you should go for this weekend. Go for it. But I was really nervous because I've never done this before. But you've had situations, I know, when you had to host on a remote or go somewhere where you had to leave your husband home alone. I mean, what did you do to prepare him? My wife, she wrote up all these lists of possible activities for me to do and taped them to the cabinet in our kitchen as a kind of guide. Like, if you freak out, try these things. How did you prepare him for those moments where he was going to have to figure things out?
Wait, did it work? Did that list work?
No, I forgot to look at them. I was panicking too much.
Well, I have to say that those lists don't usually work. You know, I think the only thing you can do is basically forgive them all their trespasses. So I just turned a blind eye to what he fed the kids because I know that it was basically one color, yellow or brown, kind of a version of that the entire weekend. And I just... put my head down and realized there would be a lot of TV watching and a lot of cartoons. And I mean, I'm really painting a bad picture that he's a bad parent. He's not. He's actually a great parent. But I think the takeaway here is to dads, trust your instincts as well, because you're a parent too. And you know probably just as much as the mom does. Well, maybe not just as much, but pretty close.
Well, I mean, it's funny that you mentioned that because I think I broke all the rules. I mean, one of the big rules we've been having is that when she cries, we try to get her comforted in her own room, in her own crib, and we try to not have her come into bed with us. But little Rachel was crying for about 10 minutes at 1 in the morning, and I couldn't do anything, and I just took her to the bed, and that was it.
Oh, no.
And she fell asleep, and that was it, but I felt so bad. I was like, oh, no, now we're going to have to break her of this habit. And then the next day, it was raining, and I had about an hour's worth of activities I could figure out on my own, and then I was really struggling, and I was like, I don't want to turn on the TV, but I had to turn on the TV. I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. There was nothing left to do when it was raining. It was so hard.
Yeah, it is really hard, and frankly, it's kind of boring.
I didn't want to call Anna because I felt like that would be giving in, and is it kind of like, you should figure this out, I figure this out all the time when you're not here, or how
yeah.
do you feel?
I do feel that way. And then I feel, because I feel like, well, I thought you gave me this time off. I don't want to be remote parenting. I do want you to figure it out. But then you kind of say, well, I don't want you to figure it out in the bad way. I want you to figure out a good solution to, so we can't really win. I mean, I think that the women, if, you know, the women who are listening to this, the moms should just let it go. I mean, that, I think that's the best thing to do.
That was the Sunday when it was raining. But on the Saturday, I had this whole other different tactic, which was to wear her out as much as I could. So we started in the morning. We went to a carnival and a merry-go-round. Then we went to the sandbox for an hour. Then we went to a concert, saw the Sippy Cups. They were pretty good. And then then I took her to a birthday party of my friends, and I just wore her out completely. What do you think of that tactic? Just wear your kids out silly so you don't have to think about filling in those gaps.
Yeah, I think that's a great tactic. I also think it's really good for the parents because the parents get really worn out too. And then you fall asleep and maybe you don't wake up when you hear them crying at 1 a.m. I don't know. I think that a lot of these activities are for the parents in a sense, because I think that children, especially children that young, as young as your daughter, they're happy with little things, very little things. They're happy just playing on the kitchen floor with some pots and pans, and they don't need to be carted around to all sorts of activities. I think that we set up all these activities on the weekends kind of for ourselves so that we don't get bored. I know. There, I said it. And I also think it's okay for kids to be bored and play by themselves for a little bit. I think that that teaches them to be more self-reliant. In other words, I don't think that parents need to be around entertaining their kids every waking moment. And I don't think it's good for the kids, and I don't think it's good for the parents.
When Anna got back from this weekend, we talked about it, and I said, okay, wow, I really would like to give you another weekend away. You deserve it, but it was hard, and I don't want to do it. But we debriefed kind of, and we were talking about what would we do differently. And I'm trying to figure out the hardest part, again, was when it was raining and it was hard to take her out. But I'm thinking, she said to me, well, I was out with some other moms. Maybe you should have called up some other dads and try to get the kids to play with each other. And I was thinking, well, yeah, but I didn't really have that relationship yet with those dads. And it felt awkward. But now I'm thinking, maybe I should have tried to organize a play date. Is that something you would encourage or...
Absolutely. You mean a dad play date?
Dad play date. I mean, it's a rare thing, but I'm thinking maybe that could have really helped out.
I think that's a great idea because moms do it all the time. It's a lifeline because it can be kind of isolating and boring by yourself trying to come up with all these activities or trying to, you know, stay up and peppy for your child. And, you know, adults need some playtime too. I think play dates for adults, yes, I'm all in favor of that. I think next weekend you should schedule some play date time.
But is it lame if I get her to do it for me?
If you get Anna to do it for you, your wife?
Yeah, like.
Yes, that's lame.
I don't know these guys. She knows all their wives because they hang out all the time, but I don't know them that well.
Well, presumably they have to spend time alone with their children too from time to time, right?
Yeah, maybe that's the manly thing to do is say, hey, dude, I don't know you, but we're going to have a play date now with our kids.
I think that's great. And who knows, maybe you'll actually like this guy and have a new friend.
Oh, it's like a twofer.
Yeah, exactly. And then you can take your kids all together, plop them in front of the TV, and you guys can go have a beer.
I love that idea. That's perfect. Well, thank you very much, Madeline. I'm ready to tell Anna to go away every weekend, and I'm gonna do it.
You're gonna do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna be that dad. That dad is so cool that my wife can go away any weekend she wants.
I have to say, that is the ultimate cool dad. The dad who actually wears both hats. I kind of like that. I think you're onto something, Rob.
Well, thank you, Madeline. Madeline Brand is the voice and the genius behind Parenting on the Edge, which you can catch at madelinebrand.com and subscribe to on iTunes. Madeline Brand, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And for more on what I'm doing here at What Would Rob Do, check out the What Would Rob Do Facebook page, where we can discuss past, present, and future podcasts. And you've been listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Predicaments. I'm Rob Sachs, and here are some of the sippy cups. Well, it's a ladybug beat. Yes, it's a ladybug beat. Well, when the sun goes down, those ladybugs come around, tapping on the tiny feet.